Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the art of online business forward slash call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
In today's quick tip episode, we're going to be talking about Facebook and Instagram ads and how to be using them to double your next launch. But here's a hint. I'm not going to be sharing some secret tactic or strategy. But what I am going to be sharing with you is something that holds most people back from seeing success with their ads. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here. So excited about today's episode. Quick tip episode. Quick tip Friday, my friend, here on the show. This is where you are going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you optimize your online business so that you can have a bigger impact, you can increase your revenue, and as a result, get more freedom. Get more freedom in your business, get more freedom in your life. And today I want to talk to you about how to double your next launch, and specifically how to double your next launch using Facebook and Instagram ads. And as I mentioned at the very top of the episode here, this is not going to be some secret tactic or strategy or what have you. I see this time and time and time and time and time again. All right. People that double their launch comes from the confidence in spending money on their Facebook and Instagram ads. Their lack of confidence holds them back because they're not sure what they're doing. So many people are scared to spend money on ads, which keeps them from actually taking action and putting themselves out there. And I say putting themselves out there, meaning getting your ads out there. So I want to break down how to create this confidence in running ads. And this is going to be helpful for you whether you're not running ads yet or you've been running ads and you really haven't been seeing the success that you want to, that you really want to be seeing from them, right? And so the first step in this is really learning how to properly run ads. And this starts with knowing who you want to attract into your business, right? Who's your target audience? You know, you hear the term ICA and all that stuff, and I've talked about it here in the podcast before. You know, your ideal customer avatar is great, but most people think of the ICA as like, oh, it's Jane, 37-year-old in whatever town, and she's got two kids and all this other stuff. And that's all well and good. And that's very helpful, yes, when it comes to targeting for your ads. But you've got to take it a step further. And I sound like a broken record on this, but it's so important. You've got to understand their pain points, their challenges, What's their current identity? And what is the future identity that they're trying to get to? You got to understand all of those things. What types of brands are they interested in? What are their activities? What are their hobbies? All that stuff, right? Because when we understand the pain points and challenges and the identity, all that stuff, that's going to help you with your copy or your videos, so your messaging and your videos. That's going to help you with your messaging. And then the other stuff is going to help you, as I talk about and I teach, having a holistic view of your target audience is going to help you in the actual targeting of your ads. So within Ads Manager, right? So once you understand what those pain points and challenges and their identities are, how are you going to solve those problems with the offer that you're making? And that offer could be a lead magnet, could be a webinar, could be a challenge, right? And it could be your course, could be your coaching or whatever it is. All things I've talked a ton about here on the podcast. So I'm glossing over that because I've talked about it and I will continue to talk about it because it's so important. But you have to have the foundational marketing knowledge, basically, of your audience and how you serve them, who they are, what their pain points are, etc., to be able to message to them and be able to make an offer to them. So once you know that, then you need to understand how to set up your ads for success inside of Ads Manager, right? And I talk about it all the time here in the podcast as well. I have people who listen to the podcast here who implement what I teach from an ads perspective and go see results. I have other people who take a course and they see results. Other people, like, you go learn somewhere else. I don't care where you learn, but you have to understand how to properly set up your ads for success inside of Ads Manager, right? And so you can listen to the podcast all you want, but my real true goal of that is to give you that information, but then you got to go implement it. You got to go test it. And that is really the key. But don't go getting into Ads Manager if you've not yet done that first step of understanding the things I just talked about your target audience. And then having a clear destination of, okay, I'm going to attract them and here's how I'm going to move them into becoming a customer, right? So I'm going to build that relationship with them. I'm going to get them into my world, if you will, through a lead magnet or a webinar or a challenge or what have you. I'm going to build that relationship with them and then I'm going to make them an offer of my course or membership or whatever it is, okay? You got to have those things mapped out first, and then that's when you get into Ads Manager and start setting up your ads to drive people into that journey that we've just mapped out, that we just talked about. Once we have followed those two things, we have to set a budget, right? And you're setting a budget really before you go into Ads Manager, obviously. But set a budget that you're comfortable spending and get started testing. And if you're just starting out, if you've never run ads before, pick a budget that you're comfortable with and just go in on it, right? If you're just starting out, never run ads before, I mean, you got to be looking at least $500 a month, okay? And that's very, you know, it's very broad, but you've got to give yourself minimum, you know, I'd say $15 to $20 a day if we're looking at conversions. If you've been running ads for a while, hopefully you're learning your numbers. You're learning what your sort of benchmark cost per lead is, and then you're figuring out what your earnings per lead is from your launches, right? The revenue that you generate from a launch divided by the number of leads that were in the launch, that's going to give you your earnings per lead. If you have an earnings per lead of whatever, $45, and you're paying $8 per lead to get them into the launch, that's a nice delta between those two numbers. The bigger the delta, the better that you're doing there. And that starts to snowball. And that's really where the confidence starts to come from. And I hear this from a lot of my students, is that they do a launch, right? And they do okay, but they're learning each time because they understand now that ads are a process. And they're very likely not going to be pretty out of the gates. Your ads are likely not going to be pretty at first if you're in the early stages of ads. I mean, heck, if you're in the latter stages of ads, they're still probably not going to be very pretty. It's about learning. It's about testing, right? But the idea is to continue learning what works, what doesn't, and then make changes accordingly. Or don't change. Just double down on what's working and then keep moving forward, right? You have to remember that building your business and generating leads and sales through ads is much like running a marathon. If you've never run before and your goal is to run a marathon, I am not a runner myself, right? And you're like, yeah, I want to run a marathon. And you don't run normally. And so you go out today, you don't go out today and run 26 miles. No, you build up to it. Maybe you start out walking. And then after, I don't know, what the marathon training protocol is, but you start out walking and then maybe you work up to jogging and then you start running a little faster and longer and so on. And the more you do it, the more confident that you get in yourself and your abilities to be able to do that. And with your ad campaigns, it's the exact same thing. You start off slow and you learn and you have a plan and you keep moving forward. And if something doesn't work, you don't give up. You keep moving forward, right? But all this begins with simply starting and having the right mindset that it's about testing, right? I've been working with, I see this a lot with my students. I've been working with a student right now for about a year now. And when she came to me, she had done about $650 in revenue for the whole month when she first started. So not even $700 in revenue. She's now on track to do multiple six figures a year later. And all of this started with gaining confidence in spending money on ads, following the exact steps that I've given you here today. Another student of mine, Karen, her best launch that she'd ever done was about $50,000. Well, she just wrapped up her first six-figure launch, and she credits this amazing accomplishment to her trust in the ads process. The confidence in spending money on ads. Okay. So I want to recap these steps that I want to encourage you to be taking if you are feeling the fear when it comes to ads. Because I'm telling you, the more confident that you get in running your ads and being able to create a predictable stream of leads coming into your business or into a launch, that's where you start creating very quick traction and momentum in your business. So number one, recognize the fear that you're feeling around the ads. And then move through that fear to take action. It's okay to be afraid of it. We all get freaked out. We're spending money. We don't know what the result's going to be. But the more you do it, the more data that you collect, it becomes a whole lot easier. And then especially answering that question of how much should I spend on my ads, you know, what everyone wants to know, that's just data, right? So that's step number one. Number two, learn how to properly run ads. I've got a ton of episodes on the show here that break everything down for you. I'm also, by the way, going to have step-by-step tutorials and coaching, A to Z, everything that you need to be successful with your Facebook and Instagram ads as part of my all-new Foundations program, which I'm releasing in October. So, so excited about that. So that's number two, learn how to properly run your ads from the foundational stuff. Again, audience, how you solve the problem, your messaging, your offer, that sort of thing. How are you going to present that offer? And then number three, set that budget that you're comfortable with and just get started testing. If you've already run ads before, again, for a launch, for example, and you've got some baselines and learnings, use that data to make improvements for your next launch. And then four, finally, know that ads are a process. They're very likely not going to be super pretty out of the gates. But you got to keep moving forward. And the more confident that you get, and if you're running ads for your launches and so forth, they will get bigger, the more confident that you get with your ads. Again, I've seen this time and time and time again, not only in my own business early on, but I see it with my students all the time. Okay? So follow this formula that I've talked about, four steps here. And this is how you're going to double your launches when you're spending on ads and gaining more confidence from those ads as you move along, okay? Hey, did you hear about my brand new Optimized CEO free Facebook group community? That's right, I've finally done it. Something I've been thinking about doing for a long time now. I've created a free Facebook group community for you. It's called the Optimized CEO community. This is for online course creators, for membership creators, online coaches who wanna optimize their business to six or seven figures, okay? As the saying goes, you're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with, right? And I hear time and time again from people how lonely it is sitting behind your laptop running an online business. Totally get that. Well, I'm so excited to introduce the free Optimized CEO Facebook group community, where online course creators just like you are working to optimize and get unstuck in their business on their way to six or seven figures. So if you are stuck in the early stages of your online business and you cannot seem to find consistent growth and you're confused as to why you're stuck, if you're unsure about the next steps that you should be taking, the Optimized CEO community is for you. So excited about this. I will see you inside the group, rickmulready.com/group. Okay, rickmulready.com/group. Awesome. Brand new Facebook group community. I'll see you in there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you as always. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.